Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. I'll be at the track next weekend, but I'm usually pretty satisfied on the couch watching the race. Perhaps there is no difference between NBC and TNT or Fox when it comes to the amount of commercials, but it sure seems like a lot of things have been missed on the track because of a commercial break. Next year, ABC and ESPN will be airing NASCAR races, and if you've ever seen their Indy Racing League coverage, you'll notice they use a split screen in which the commercials are on one side and the racing on the other. My verdict, it's a great idea. Hey, use the full screen during some cautions for commercials or red flags, but during green flag racing, why not put a little box in the corner that shows racing without the sound? At this point, it looks like that might not ever happen, and the one saying no is NASCAR. NASCAR has forbidden ABC or ESPN or any of the networks airing NASCAR races to use the split-screen advertising. According to Ramsey Post and NASCAR's Managing Director of Corporate Communications, our TV partners do an excellent job of immediately running to significant track action when it happens during commercials, with replays or other technology. Really. The networks make sure NASCAR fans get the best, most comprehensive race coverage ever. Personally, I disagree. I really noticed it a couple weeks ago during the New Hampshire race, and if I was a new fan, it'd be hard to follow the drama if the race coverage kept on breaking away to sell me insurance, pizza, or to see a big wheel crush Casey Kane's car. I, as a fan, would like to see the split screen. I feel it can only help the sport by keeping those new fans locked into the race. Thank you for listening to the podcast of My Little Rant. To find the station nearing you that's broadcasting Racing Rocks, go to racingrocks.com. That's racingrocks.com. And check in every week for a new podcast. Bye.